Did Greek culture take root? Well, in some ways it did. There are some ways in which the effect of Alexander's conquests are still to be seen in the very countryside today, most notably in the way that Alexander founded cities all over the ancient Near East. And some of these exist until today. Samarkand, Kojend, Merv, these great cities of the Silk Route across Central Asia, actually came into existence originally as cities of Alexander and of his successors. The most lasting influence was found, however, not so much in the Far East, where eventually local traditions and the rise of new empires would overwhelm the Greeks, but rather close to the Mediterranean coast. And this, I think, is very interesting. It reflects a kind of bias of the Greeks. Even when they are taken beyond Greece, it is the Mediterranean that attracts them, and they yearn in some respects to still be associated with it. It's here, in Syria, where we will find the cities of Antioch and Seleucia, and in Egypt, and particularly in the city of Alexandria there, that we'll find a new kind of hybrid culture being created in the aftermath of Alexander. A hybrid culture which will exist in the Levant until the Arab conquest, and in a sense, it could be argued, remained a cultural domain even until modern times. The very idea of the Levant as the Eastern Mediterranean is one that, in a sense, relies on that originary Greek culture that lies behind it. The dilemmas that I think Alexander faced in his conquest and in his dealings with the people of the Persian Empire, I think reflect something of the quality of Greek culture and its relationship to the cultures that it came up against. And I want to talk about this in the last stages now, because I think this will tell us something about the Greek attitude towards other cultures. Alexander, in his guise as Persian king, was greeted by Persian noblemen and others, inferiors, who came to him and abased themselves by lying down in front of him. This is an act called proskynesis. To the Greeks, this was an action that was performed only properly to a god. So that when the Greeks saw this, to them it was an affront because it suggested that Alexander was presenting himself as if he were a god. And yet, consider the dilemma of Alexander. If he were not to do this, but rather to allow the Persians to approach him openly and equally, as did the Macedonian nobility, he would seem to be somehow less than the Persian king he had replaced. Proskynesis, the very act then of bowing down and showing respect for another authority, this very action, I think, summarizes the dilemma of Greek culture facing other cultures. Greek culture was not particularly interested in assimilating or becoming associated with other cultures. And so in the Hellenistic period, Hellenism will really remain a Greek culture of the elite, of a ruling class who consider themselves to be culturally superior to the people whom they've conquered. And as a result, Hellenism will never fully take root as deeply in the ancient Near East as it might have, and will be susceptible to being wiped away by the Arab conquest, precisely because it is only the culture of the elite, not of the ordinary people. There is a papyrus that comes from Egypt that I think summarizes something of these attitudes. It is both funny but also in a way depressing, because it is a petition from the Hellenistic period written by a man to his local official saying, "Would you please help me, because I'm being persecuted by two men in my village, and the reason that I'm being persecuted is that I cannot make an official complaint. I do not speak Greek." Being Greek, speaking Greek, being part of Greek culture, which had been something wonderful in the 5th and the 4th century, by the Hellenistic period will become a marker for excluding people from access to power and from being members of the elite. So the Hellenistic world is going to represent a triumph for the Greek, for the culture of the Greeks in this respect. Greek culture will be extrapolated over a much wider area. In the foothills of the Hindu Kush, you can find Greek temples with "Know thyself" copied from Delphi, inscribed on stone thousands of miles away. But the culture that was trying to take root there was an exclusive one that showed no interest in dealing with the local population. And for that reason, Greek culture would in fact remain weak in the face of a concerted outside opposition, and at the end of the Hellenistic period would come under the domination of the other great Western culture, the Romans.
We hope you've enjoyed these lectures from our Great Courses series. Our courses are now available to order online. Visit our website at www.teachco.com. Or you may call our customer service representatives at 1-800-TEACH-12. That's 1-800-832-2412. Thank you.